Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm very, very well. I had a lovely day at the beach today. Sorry to rub it in.
Just bear with us a second, Mary, because what's happened is my headphones connector just went and snapped as I was talking to you. Oh, there you are. It just snapped off on me. Everybody can hear you, just not me. Hang on, I'll swap with Christine.
Well, I was just rubbing it in there.
We're talking to Mary Kearney live on the phone out there in Melbourne. And now you're in the Gold Coast, aren't you, Mary?
Yes, I'm actually in a place called Byron Bay. It's the most eastern part of Australia. It's very, very beautiful. The weather was maybe about 25 today. Running around the beach, doing my handstands and all that kind of stuff.
Fantastic. Hey, you haven't lost your accent.
Not for a minute, and I haven't lost my voice. And thank you for playing those tracks. That's wonderful. I was singing away when I was listening to it on the phone there. My children.
You were singing it.
My mad mother again.
You were singing it, Mary. We heard you singing it.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I feel alive.
No, you haven't.
There's another one.
So you're out there in Australia. I mean, that was the rave days. You were an icon of those days in the 90s. TTF were huge.
What do you mean I was an icon?
Oh, you still are. Of course you're coming over. Of course you are.
I'm holding on to that title for as long as I possibly can, because I'm still singing my heart out. I really am. I'm doing gigs over here in Australia. And funnily enough, I was at a big Scottish festival in Australia, and I was waiting in the queue for a rolling haggis, as you do, in the Southern Highlands in Australia, and this guy tapped me on the shoulder and went, "No way, it's Mary Kearney for TTF." And and it doesn't matter where I go in the world, I'm still recognised and I'm still known for those vocals, which is wonderful. It's wonderful, and it puts a smile on my face every time, because those days were just huge. I mean, just the dance, the rave, coming through the UK and just Scotland in itself was massive, you know, and I'd go to all these raves and I'd sing on that stage and have all these kids just loving me, you know. So from a singer's point of view, that they were just the best gigs ever, just the best gigs ever. I mean, I still do have, you know, fantastic gigs, but back in the day, those gigs were pretty, pretty special.
They were absolutely special. They really were. Do you remember getting the wee aircraft from, I think, in Belfast at God knows what time in the morning up to Aberdeen?
Yes, and they put the gear, they put the keyboards and stuff in the wings, didn't they?
Those were the days.
I remember a tiny little plane and being a little bit freaked out because they were packing all the wings, like, because it was so small. Scary days.
Oh, it was indeed.
Back then, it was... Because I think all the raves and stuff were in the middle of field somewhere, and people will say to me still, "Oh, do you remember this gig? Do you remember that gig?" And I'm thinking, "No, really."
No, they were a blur.
What was I wearing, you know, or who else was on? And because, you know, it was from one field to another field to, you know, a big hangar here or a big hall here, and I just remember there was nothing like I'd ever seen before, you know. I was still doing my session work and I was singing in studios quite a lot, and then, you know, next minute I'm scooped up and, as you say, in a little aeroplane and flown off to a big field somewhere, and then going on stage with like thousands and thousands of kids or young adults just having the best time of their lives, you know. And for me to be part of that, I don't think it ever leaves any of us, you know, the punters that were there dancing, me as an artist. I mean, I remember those days like they were last week, you know. I still hold them very close, you know, to me, because they were part of something huge.
It
really just catapulted me as well, and just introduced me to everybody in Scotland, and that will never go, you know. So I've got to be very thankful for those days.
It was an era, really, that honestly I don't understand it. Everybody enjoyed themselves so much, and it was, and you know, you've got the old naughty drug word attached to the raves and all the rest of it. And it's still going on to this day. You don't need a rave, if you know what I mean. But the bureaucracy that was tied around it...
It was electric as well, you know. Full of energy all the way through. You just couldn't just tap your feet. It just lifted you up. And, of course, all the songs that I sung were taking you higher and the ultimate high. And, You know, and I remember just coming on stage and blasting out those lines, and just people were just, whoa!
They just went nuts.
You know, and just...
Yeah. It was a big hands in the air stuff, and I always remember the STV News one that they used the John used the sample of the news reporter at the beginning of the song, where young people were dancing to high energy electric music kind of thing. If you remember the beginning of that song, and it was like that. Couldn't we do with that now? Couldn't we? I mean, Australia, I think, is still back there, aren't they?
Though, and I don't know. I even know them, but I mean, the funny thing is, even our generation, we're still... I mean, I have a lot of mates who just still ache for another big night, you know, just to go and hang out with all your mates again and throw your hands in the air. We're always waiting for a night where we can do that again. It's not like we've hung up our hats. We're just, you know... But I think over the years, you know, people close down venues. People don't support the venues. You know, so, and it's that whole money thing, you know, people just can't keep, you know, their doors open for everybody, which is a shame.
It is a shame.
It's a real shame. So I just think more and more there's less places to actually create that buzz again, because there are so many restrictions now, and, you know, lights out at 1 o'clock or whatever.
I know.
So I mean, we still hold on to those memories, eh?
Absolutely, you did that in Glasgow. I'm not gonna dwell on it, but I know, and I'm not even gonna talk about it. I'm just gonna say, I know back then, after that, you actually dipped your big toe in the nightclub scene and had a nightclub of your own for a wee while before you headed off down under, didn't you?
Yeah, toe in, and I get chopped off.
Well, it's such.
I still have the wound.
Exactly. I don't want to go on with it, because it was probably a bad experience for you. But the thing is. That was nightclub life. It was so cutthroat back then. It was so aggressive. I know, because we were involved in it. You know, we did the Harmony events, Tony and I, over in Ireland, which you and the gang came on, and we did these phone parties in the arena on Armagh, and then down into Dublin. I'll never forget the guy on the you'll probably remember being on that bus when we stopped the bus in Dublin and asked two old guys the direction of where we were going, and they both stood pointing in opposite directions. I'll never forget that as long as I live. Never forget that. Unbelievable. Only in Dublin. But anyway, it was fantastic stuff. And the club scene days as well, although TT, they were brilliant. Bill Granger of Club Scene is a name you maybe remember. Bill is actually doing a show here on East Coast FM with us now, the Fire Island show.
Aww.
Which he used to do on Clyde, if you remember.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I do. And funnily enough, I just dropped Bill a little email on Facebook a few days ago, and I just wondered if he even checked his Facebook, because obviously I'm coming back to the UK next week, and I've got a bunch of gigs, you know, and I'm still, you know, feeling the energy and doing all that. So and I thought I'll drop Bill a wee line just to see how he is.
Well, he's still there.
He's still doing his thing.
He's still there, and he's doing a show for us on. It was last night. He does it on a Saturday night early in the morning. Fire Island, it's called. I'll let him know. We're plugging your gigs for you here, by the way, incidentally. Big Tommy from Glasgow, who does the big fat party anthems. Big, huge TTF fan, as it happens. He has his three from TTF every week. He actually came over here to Haddington yesterday for our launch, and he was dying to talk to you yesterday, but everything kind of overtook us yesterday. We never got to it. We had the wrong number to start with. Complete wrong number on the email. We were speaking to some very, very nice lady who says, you do know this is Australia? I said, yeah, we do.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but not to worry. We're here now. I'm hoping to maybe catch one of your gigs. Well, it's noticeable you're not over in the East, are you? You're not in the Edinburgh area at all, are you? Have we missed that?
No, I'm not. And we put it out there to ask, you know, all the clubs, the promoters and everything else, but it's just a case of who gets back to us. And I mean, one of the gigs I really wanted to do was this big one in Strathclyde Park, and I did offer to go back on stage and give all the old fans and the new fans a bit of my real love.
Yeah.
But it was knocked back.
I find that unbelievable. The stratosphere, shall we say. What are we talking
about? It went beep, beep. I went, what did I say?
No, you never said anything. I was ready to say, I cannot believe the people that are promoting the Strathclyde Park thing. I find that absolutely unbelievable, to be honest. Not going to take Mary Keaney on that stage to bring back the memory. Exactly what you said.
Right now. Are we live on this radio?
Yes, we're absolutely live.
All right, because I did want to let the fans know and everybody know that I did offer my services, and I thought it would be just such a lovely touch, just because I've been away from Glasgow as well for so long, and because everybody knows me, and I mean, I felt the love from all the fans all over Scotland for many, many years, and it would have given me great pleasure just to stand on that stage and go, I feel alive.
I know. And you can still. Listen, Down Under, you're doing a wee bit of vocal teaching, aren't you?
Yes, I teach people to sing. I do. I inspire them. I move them along. I just help them get the best out of themselves, and it's going very, very well. But I'm still pumping it out at the clubs as well. I mean, I've got big gigs and big nightclubs where, you know, 1,200 people. Like you were talking about, hands in the air. But I'm more known over here for my big song, I Imagine. Not so much the TTF. It's only the Scottish expats and stuff that know TTF over here. So I'm more known for I Imagine. So I still get asked to do that. That's a huge big anthem here. So I'll go on stage and I'll sing I Imagine, and I get the hands in the air, and I get them all adoring me and all that. So I still get that, and I'm still out there doing it. I was saying to a friend, you know, I'm still 21 in the inside. I might be getting old in the outside, but I'm still hell of a young in the inside, you know, and I'm still up there jumping about on the stage and belting out those vocals.
Well,
nothing else for it. Still love it.
Well, that's great to hear that you're still... Because I remember when we had the Stepping Out stuff down there, the DJ Scott stuff, we were huge with Central Station Records down there. I don't even know if they're still going. But yeah, we did all those clubs.
Do you remember Morgan?
Morgan, yes. Yes.
Well, they're very dear friends of mine. In fact, I spent some time in their beautiful farm away up in Noosa in Australia. So I'm still very close to them. But they still have a part in Central Station. All the shops and stuff have all went and stuff like that because everything has changed. You know, people are not buying all the vinyls like they used to. But the Central Station, the label, is still going. Nothing like it used to be, but hey,
oh, please, like if you get the chance, I was really friendly with Morgan. If you get the chance, please pass on my regards and try, if you can, if you wouldn't mind, email me over his Facebook or an email, because I'd love to get in touch with Morgan.
Absolutely, I will do that. I will do that tonight for you. I'm very close to Morgan and Giuseppe. We actually have our birthday parties together every year.
Oh, wonderful.
That's how close we are, yeah. We have our shindigs together.
I'll never forget having dinner in the house, which kind of the back window overlooked the bridge in Sydney Harbour. Yeah.
Stunning view. Well, they've sold that. They've moved on. They've actually got an entire rooftop in King's Cross now. So, and they have a farm in Noosa. Mm. So it's all there because they're semi-retired, but they just can't stop working, and they have so many musicians round about them and DJs that they can't retire.
Oh,
please,
I'd love to get in touch with them.
Yeah. And if you can, even just if you know, if that promoter from Stereo Funk at the Strathclyde Park is listening, give me a call, send me a text, anything, you know, get me up on that stage. I'd love to be there.
Who was the promoter, Mary? Who was it?
No idea who he is.
Right, I'll look it up and I'll put a bit of pressure on at this end too, because I think that is incredibly stupid of them not to have you on that stage.
Isn't it? It's an injustice. It's an injustice.
It's crazy. I mean, I've got young Christine sitting next to me here. She's a youngster. She's 18 years old. She's presenting our breakfast show on a Sunday morning for us here. And she, being 18, missed it all. Christine.
You missed it all.
Say hello to Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Everything that we're talking about, and I'm sure there are older people in our life that, you know, will remember those days as well.
The songs I've just played, Christine. Say hello to Mary first.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Christine.
The songs that we've just played at TTF, right?
Uh-huh.
Now you've heard them, does it make any difference to you?
I've never heard them before, but it's not like the kind of music that rave music that we have nowadays.
You'll have to translate for me, because I can't actually hear her in the background there. You'll have to tell me what she said.
All right, sorry. I'll just turn her up a little bit. There you go. Say hello again.
Can you hear me now?
I can.
There you go.
Yeah, that the music, well, the TTF that I just listened to, it's not the kind of rave music that we have nowadays.
You don't have rave music now.
What rave music nowadays?
I wouldn't call it that type of rave music.
No, we had fun then, Mary. They don't know what the FUN is.
No, that's right. But we can tell them all about it.
Yeah, we don't have raves anymore. We have, like, tea in the park and stuff like that.
It's festivals.
Everything's changed.
I know.
It's all changed. But hey, come along to one of my gigs and I'll sing you real love.
You know something? I think we'll try and do that. I think a gang of us will try and do that. Yeah. We'll try and come over. I honestly fancy it. I think a gang, and I know Big Tommy will sort us out in Glasgow, so we can get something sorted. And Bill as well. We'll get Bill involved. We'll just have a night out of nostalgia. We'll all end up crying.
But then get me on that stage at Strathclyde Park.
Yeah, we better bring Kleenex with us, Mary, because we'll all end up, if we all get back together, we'll all end up in tears.
Because they'll all be wailing up.
Listen, when you're over, we're hopefully going to get you over to the station here live.
I'm doing a lecture at Edinburgh Academy of Music and Sound on Monday the 6th, I think it is, the 6th, 3, 4, 5, yes. I'm in Edinburgh on the Monday, so why don't we make arrangements and I'll come into the station and I'll sing you a wee song live on air.
Fantastic. We'll get you the transport to get you to the station. So just you get in touch with me and times. Thanks, and we'll get you picked up and then delivered back to wherever you're going.
Super stuff.
How's that?
It's a date. Right. It's a date. I can't wait.
Neither can I. When do you actually fly over?
I leave on Thursday and I get to Glasgow. I will actually get to the UK on Friday and then I fly straight up to Aberdeen. And I'm singing in the Cheers nightclub in Aberdeen on the Friday night. And then I fly to Manchester the next day to sing in Blackpool.
Oh, right. Yes. Back to Globetrotting, back to get going up and down the country, a day here and a day there. Unbelievable.
I know, it's jam-packed. It's jam-packed. But I have a very limited time there. So I just want to make sure I get to meet all you guys and, you know, and everybody that's, you know, and all the clubs and a few fans and sing my songs and yay.
Yeah, indeed.
Hi to everybody again.
Well, listen, we'll let you get off into the night because it's quite getting on down there. But before you go, thank you very much indeed, Mary, and we look forward to seeing you.
Welcome.
And listen, you're still sounding as enthusiastic and as energetic as ever, and we love you a bit. Honest to God, we do. Would you do us a wee favour just before you go? Go and introduce Real Love for us.
Give me real love, give me what I need, and together we can take it higher. Scotland, this is Real Love.
Thanks, Mary. All the best.
Bye.
Bye.